AEP is still working to restore power to hundreds of Stark County customers following Thursday night's severe thunderstorms. About 5,100 AEP customers lost power at the peak, mostly in Canton, Louisville, and North Canton. As of 5 a.m., 824 customers remained without power, with restoration expected by noon. First Energy reports another 203 outages in Stark County with no restoration time given. There were more than 2,400 outages in Summit County and nearly 1,600 in Portage. Scattered outages remain in Carroll, Columbiana, Mahoning, and Tuscarawas counties. A youth minister at a synagogue in Plain Township faces multiple misdemeanor charges, including grooming, assault, and sexual imposition. 41-year-old Michael Carlton of Canton was arrested Wednesday on a warrant following an investigation by the Stark County Sheriff's Office. He allegedly engaged in a pattern of unlawful conduct with three juveniles between January 2023 and March of this year. Court records state the activity occurred at the Star in the East congregation where the alleged victims attended. Carlton is scheduled for arraignment today in Canton Municipal Court. A man accused in a fatal shooting in Canton has made his first court appearance. 18-year-old Javon Ogden of Canton was arraigned Thursday in Canton Municipal Court, where bond was set at $500,000. He's charged with reckless homicide and tampering with evidence. Police say 21-year-old Delasia Bruton was found dead from a gunshot wound on 11th Street Northeast Tuesday afternoon. A status conference is set for Wednesday. Alliance City Council is moving ahead with a detailed review of how data centers would be regulated in the city. A subcommittee held its first workshop Tuesday, using the current 18-month moratorium to study best practices and develop rules. Councilman Philip Mastriani says committees will examine issues including finances, utilities, zoning, safety, traffic, and neighborhood impacts. The next workshop is October 20th. Mastriani hopes to have proposed rules developed before the moratorium expires. A Canton man accused of leading police on a high-speed chase is being held on $50,000 bond. 39-year-old Tyson McGee was arraigned Thursday in Canton Municipal Court on a failure to comply charge, along with citations for speeding and driving under suspension. Louisville police say McGee was clocked at 100 miles per hour on Route 62 Tuesday and drove around vehicles and through red lights. A status conference is slated for today. Two railroad crossings in Salem reopened after being blocked by a disabled train for nearly 12 hours. The crossing on South Lincoln Avenue reopened shortly before 1 Thursday afternoon, followed about 30 minutes later by the crossing on Allen Road. Salem police say all railroad crossings in the city had been blocked since around 1 or 2 Thursday morning. Norfolk Southern says the train experienced a mechanical problem affecting its engine. Crews were working to split the train to reopen the remaining crossings. Drivers were asked to use the bypass to get around the affected crossings. Meanwhile, Salem police temporarily closed State Street at Lincoln Avenue because of severe flooding following Thursday's storms. Police said the water was receding, but some pockets remained. Drivers were urged to use caution and never drive through deep water. The Canfield Fair closed early Thursday night because of severe weather. The Tractor Parade, Rodeo, and Cora Reef performance were canceled. Junior Fair auctions continued as scheduled. Investigators are looking into the cause of a fire that sent heavy smoke through a Boardman commercial building early today. Crews were called to Modern Office Products on South Avenue around 3:30. Canfield and Youngstown Fire Departments also responded. No injuries were reported. An inmate at the Northeast Ohio Correctional Center was stabbed Wednesday afternoon. According to WKBN-TV, officers were called around 3:45 to the private prison and watched security video of the incident. Two inmates were painting steps when the victim walked through the wet paint. An argument followed and one inmate pushed the victim down and began fighting with him. The other inmate then used a homemade knife estimated at 13 inches long to stab the victim multiple times. The victim was taken to St. Elizabeth Health Center in stable condition. No charges have been filed yet. It's believed to be the 22nd stabbing at the prison since 2024 and the 5th this year. Two people at a homeless encampment in Youngstown were shot with a BB gun early Thursday. Police were called around 4 a.m. to the former Phantom Fireworks headquarters on Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard downtown. A man and woman told officers they had argued with another man who then shot them. The man appeared to have been shot in the head and neck and was bleeding when officers arrived. The woman had injuries to her arm and leg. Both victims declined medical treatment. An investigation is underway. After a nearly two-week trial, a father and son have been convicted in the March 2024 murder of a postal worker in Warren. A federal jury on Thursday found 24-year-old Caprice Sledge of Warren and 44-year-old Thomas Sledge of Youngstown guilty of murdering a federal employee and using a firearm during a crime. Prosecutors say they stalked 33-year-old Jonte Davis along his mail route before shooting him. Sentencing is set for December 10th. Both face up to life in prison. A man has been indicted in a deadly high-speed police chase in Trumbull County. 37-year-old Dominique Dorsey of Levittsburg faces six counts, including involuntary manslaughter, aggravated vehicular homicide, and two OVI charges. Police say Dorsey crashed into 66-year-old Sandra Swan's vehicle on Route 422 June 17th, killing her. Dorsey is due in court Wednesday. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.